Hello, Andy.
How's it going, mate? I'm good.
Well, it's nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Porto Alegre, which is the last city you visit.
Yeah, we've been hearing some nice things about your town. Apparently it's very beautiful.
Yeah. Well, let's get it done.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Well, you just played in Rio 2 days ago. It was your first show of the new tour. How was it? How do you feel?
Rio was fantastic.
Yeah?
Very hot, very loud. Brilliant gig, brilliant audience. The whole South American tour has been great.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good.
Oh, great. Nice. Well, I think Dig Out Your Soul is a great record because, well, it's definitely about guitars and rock music, you know?
Yeah.
And also because Remember Me about the first and the second Oasis records. For me, it's just like you are really, really big again, you know? So tell me, how is to be a real rock and roll star?
it's good, man. It's really nice to feel like the album is being appreciated. We worked hard on it, you know, and we really loved making it. So it's good that people share that feeling.
I see. Well, I was reading at Noel's blog that he said that Oasis is passing through a difficult time today, you know. But Liam said that on respond on Twitter that it's not like this. He thinks everything is okay with you guys.
Yeah, the big picture is everything is fantastic.
Yeah,
I think maybe Noel was having a bad day that day.
Yeah, how do you feel the band today? It's okay, so.
The band today is in A1 tip top shape. Everyone is healthy. Everyone is playing great, singing great. We had a real nice time yesterday in Rio. Day off, had some nice dinner and, you know, sat in the sun. Everything's pretty rocking, man.
Oh, great. And how is work with Gallagher Brothers, you know? I believe they are very demanding. Is that right? Is it hard to get along with them sometimes?
No, it's not hard at all. It's all right.
Yeah.
They're like pussycats when they get to know them.
Okay. And what kind of things do you do to stay cool and relaxed when you are on the road?
Normally on a day off we'll just kind of, well, we don't really need to change the plan too much. We kind of hang out together. We might go out for some food or go for a walk around, see mm-hmm. the place. Sometimes me and Gem go to look at, like, the local town and look at some art or something, but we don't go too crazy on days off. We tend to chill.
All right. Well, I read on Q magazine that Noel said that Oasis could take like five years or something to release a new album.
Yeah,
and he also said that he's planning to go solo for a while. Is that right? Do you know something about it?
No, not really. I mean, that's up to him. He might want to take some time away and do his own thing for a while. And if he does that, we'll all go along with it and do our own thing too, I guess. You know, do whatever we feel like doing for that time. But I think it'll be much sooner than that we do a new record.
Uh-huh. But if Oasis takes a break, what would you do? Would you like to take a while too, or take a break too, I'm sorry, or go for a solo too?
I don't know, really. Probably,
No plans?
No plans, man. No plans. Just sit around London.
Okay. Well, I was in Rock in Rio in 2001.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great night.
Uh-huh. The show was amazing. You played a lot of it.
Thank you.
It was amazing, but you didn't talk too much. Do you remember something about the show?
Yeah, I remember the show really well. It was great. I remember looking out and seeing the audience, and it felt like, yeah, this is definitely the biggest gig we ever did. It was huge, right? I mean, it was fucking massive.
Really crowded.
Yeah. And I remember the evening, I remember going on stage and what I was wearing and how it felt and everything about it. It was great. I mean, you don't ever talk that much.
Mm-hmm.
I never talk, but they don't talk that much.
Okay. Well, as we said, it's your first time here in Porto Alegre.
Yeah.
Are you planning something special for the show, or have you been playing the same set in all South America?
it's the same set. No special plans for different songs. It's just going to be the same thing we do. We get into our the flow with the concert, so we don't really like changing it too much unless we have to.
And what could possibly happen to change our set?
Well, for example, we did last autumn we did a UK tour, mm-hmm. playing on, and in a few weeks we're going to be doing a stadium tour of the UK. So a lot of the same kids will be coming to see us again after like a few months gap. So for that reason, we're going to be doing maybe 5 or 6 different songs in the set for the stadium tour.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. And how do you feel about composing songs for Oasis or, you know, for your career?
Well, writing songs is kind of part of what I do anyway, and when I joined the band, they said, you know, we know that you write songs, so bring your songs in and we'll use them if we think they fit. So that's how it's been. It's been very natural.
Mm-hmm. And do you like to compose on the road when you are on tour?
I can come up with ideas on the road, but I can't finish writing a song until I get home. I need to be in a different kind of headspace to finish a song.
Uh-huh. I see.
So your last show is here in Porto Alegre, and then you are coming back to the UK.
I'm having a little break.
Yeah, a little break, but you have a lot of shows around there and in Europe in general, yeah?
Yeah.
So when are you going to stop and then take a break, you know, for like vacations or something?
We are taking like a 3 or 4 week vacation. I think it's the end of July. Mm-hmm. That will be like a complete break with no promotion, no gigs, no anything.
Which is
guaranteed. And then we come back and do a last month or two touring, and then we're done.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is what we do. This is what we've always done, and it's just the way it is. You know, we love touring. We love playing live. We'd feel it was unfair to do some countries and not others if they want us.
Mm-hmm.
Try and come everywhere they want us to come.
All right.
And how was playing in South America? Which city you like the most?
Well, I love them all. I really do. It's one of my favorite parts of the world to come to play. But I have to say that my favorite was Peru. We played Lima, and it was the first time that I've been there, and the first time the band played there.
And we
played to a big stadium, and it was fantastic.
Oh, great.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Okay, Andy, that's it. Well, just a little talk, you know.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you so much for this interview.
Okay.